closer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. I'm your host, Todd Conklin, and today is a special guest star safety moment. I'd like to introduce you to Manny Albert. He's the safety director for Fortis Alberta, and he is a remarkable man. And he's going to tell you about a little program they ran last year and have carried on into this year, 2016, called This Is Why. And listen carefully, because I think this program has lots of traction for you. Enjoy this safety moment. This, my friends, is Manny Albert.
Well, I know when we spent a bit of time on the road together, and I know when we travel around Alberta, you're always interested in finding out what we have for new safety programs. I know the last one I mentioned to you, called This Is Why, you were intrigued and very interested to find out some more about our This Is Why program. So that's what I wanted to talk about today on the Safety Moment, was our This Is Why program.
I'm not just intrigued, I'm in love with that program. So tell us what that program does.
Well, it started, we needed to revamp our fundamentals of safety, and that our fundamentals of safety are really our core safety values within Fortis Alberta, and we needed to revamp them for a couple of reasons. One is our employees were telling us that they needed to be revamped, and they said they were difficult to understand, you know, which risk group they applied to, and for another reason, the terminology on some of our core safety values had changed. So it was time for a revamp of our fundamentals. And these are really core to our safety values. They're our critical standards. They're our best practices. And for the most part have been developed over the years, usually as part of corrective actions from incidents. But the challenge we had is we've got, as you know, from traveling around and doing presentations to all our high-risk staff, is you know that we've got a relatively young group in our technical staff and mentoring, just like everybody else, that's the challenge, is the younger staff and mentoring is critical to their development. And when I travel around, I try to get to as many work sites as I can, but when I left those work sites, I had the impression that lots of our less experienced staff were following a standard or following a work practice just because they were being told to follow it. And they really, I had this feeling that they lacked the knowledge and experience to really understand what the consequences would look like. So we had lots of conversations internally with our safety staff, and we came up with an initiative called This Is Why. Because it seemed that always when you're having the conversations with the younger, less experienced employees, you're always explaining, well, this is why we do this. And these are the reasons why we have this standard in place. And so we came up with the This Is Why communication. And really, it's the storytelling. So we have our fundamentals of safety, our core safety values. But This Is Why series of communications really supported our core values, our fundamentals of safety. But they told the story. Each one tells a story of why we have certain critical standards in place and what those consequences would look like. And for the most part, we try to use some real-life examples, better if they're internally or internal examples, or if we can't find internal examples, we'll go external. But they tell the story, and we provide some pictures of what some of the consequences would look like. We add some videos, and we found that they've had more of an impact in helping our younger, less experienced staff understand the consequences.
Amazing. And have they worked? I mean, what do you know since you've actually rolled them out?
Well, we've had some great feedback from our frontline staff, from our managers. We want to take it, in 2015 here, this was the year that we launched the This Is Why series of communications. And it was really us telling the story in 2016, because of the feedback that we've got from our front line. That's where we want to take it to in 2016, is take it to the front line and let them tell their story as to this is why I follow this standard. This is why I think the fundamentals of safety, our core safety values, are important, and just get it to that next level of having the front line tell their story.
So you not only get the technical details of why we do what we do, but you also get sort of the personal safety details of why we do what we do. And that's kind of a double whammy. I mean, that's extra gravy on top of the potatoes, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Anytime you can close a safety moment out with a potato and gravy metaphor, that's good time. Just put that on your record. That is good time. Thank you, Manny Albert, Fortis, Alberta. I appreciate it. That was a great safety moment. As always, learn something new every day. You did today. Have a lot of fun. And for goodness sakes, be safe.